You're connected to NPR's All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. Earlier this year, All Songs Considered webcast an astonishing live performance by Wilco from the 930 Club in Washington, D.C. It was one of the most memorable shows in our ongoing live concert series. And if you missed it, you can now get a pretty good idea of what it was like on a new 2-CD set from Wilco recorded live in Chicago. Kicking Television features more than 20 songs from the Wilco catalog, recorded over 4 nights at the Vic Theater, the track show Wilco in top form with some jaw-dropping solos from guitarist Nels Klein. Here's one of the standout performances, the song, At Least That's What You Said.
Sat down on the bed next to you, you started to cry. Said maybe if I leave, you'll want me to come back home. Maybe all you mean is leave me alone. At least that's what you said. You're irresistible when you get mad. Isn't it sad? I'm immune. Thought it was cute for you to kiss my purple black eye, even though I caught it from you, I still think we're serious. At least that's what you said. We'll be right back.
Wilco, recorded live at the Vic Theater in Chicago. The song, At Least That's What You Said, a song originally released as the opening track to their 2004 CD, A Ghost Is Born. Our live concert series debuted in January of this year with a performance by Nebraska's Bright Eyes. It remains one of our most popular shows. Listeners continue to write to say how much they love listening to the concerts, and many of you have asked for a CD or a downloadable version of the show. While we weren't able to get permission to put the concert on a CD, the next best thing is now available from Bright Eyes, a new collection of live recordings made during the first half of this year. Motion Sickness has 15 stunning tracks, a 24-page booklet with extensive diary entries from tour drummer Jason Bozell, and photos from the road. Let's listen to a hard-stopping performance of the song, Road to Joy. Writing, singing, every day I'm on the clock.
voice, but failures always sounded better. Let's fuck it up, boys. Make some noise.
Bright Eyes from the new CD, Motion Sickness. That was Road to Joy. It's an obvious play on words from Beethoven's Ode to Joy. The song originally released on a CD, I'm Wide Awake, It's Morning. The new live album features two cover tunes, Mushaboom by Feist and The Biggest Lie by Elliott Smith. Our live concert of Bright Eyes from the 930 Club is still available online, along with a whole bunch of other great shows. You can see that as links on the left side of our page. Bright Eyes frontman Connor Oberst and the other members of the group are part of an informal collective of Omaha musicians, each helping the other make CDs. One artist involved in the Omaha scene is multi-instrumentalist and singer Orenda Fink. Fink's known for being half of the gloomy pop duo Azure Ray. She's also played with the bands Little Red Rocket and Japan Cakes. Now Fink has her first solo album. It's called Invisible Ones. It's a moody, atmospheric collection of songs with tribal rhythms she says were inspired by her travels in India, Cambodia, and Haiti. Here's the song, Miracle Worker. Inside. Arenda Fink, from her debut solo release titled Invisible Ones. The song we heard was Miracle Worker. Fink's new CD is out on Saddle Creek Records, a label her former bandmate, Connor Oberst, started in Nebraska when he was just about 14 years old. It's often the case that a CD makes it big in, say, England, and the label doesn't see fit to release it in, say, the United States. And then something happens, and the buzz begins, and the label scrambles to put it out. In the case of the breathy, somewhat ethereal singer Sia, it was the TV show 6 Feet Under and a producer with a keen ear. And now, almost a year and a half after the UK release of Color the Small One, Sia's 2004 CD, is being released in the US. This is the song that got things going, heard in the final episode to 6 Feet Under. The song is called Breathe Me.
There's no one else to blame.
Sia, a song from her 2004 CD called Color the Small One. The U.S. release comes out at the top of 2006, and it'll feature some remixes and bonus tracks. If you were born after 1980, there's a good chance you never heard of Kate Bush. She was an experimental British art pop singer, popular in the late 70s and 80s. Bush released her last CD more than a decade ago. It wasn't very good, and many fans assumed it signaled the end of her run as one of Britain's leading solo female artists. Bush disappeared from the public eye through most of the 90s and the first part of this decade. She became a mother and retreated to her home in the Berkshire countryside. Now, to the surprise of some and the joy of her longtime fans, Kate Bush is back with a gorgeous new CD. I'm happy to report that the two-disc Ariel is a thoughtful, well-produced album, as lush and cosmic as Bush's best work. Let's hear King of the Mountain.
The wind is whistling through the house.
Kate Bush from Ariel, her first new CD in more than a decade. The song, King of the Mountain. Kate Bush was first discovered by Pink Floyd guitarist David Gilmour when she was just 16. Gilmour would help Bush secure her first major label deal and go on to produce her debut album, The Kick Inside, in 1978. Gilmour also played guitar for some of Bush's later recordings. I've probably said this before, but after hearing the new CD by Calexico, it's worth repeating. The home recording studio revolution that began in the early 1980s changed not only the way people record, but what they record. Artists making music in bedrooms, kitchens, and living rooms play differently, they write differently, and in the end, make fundamentally different music when they're no longer under the gun of hourly studio rental time. Another case in point is this new CD by Calexico. It's an album with a mix of live recordings, studio recordings, and home recordings. And especially on those home recordings, I felt transported to a darkened room with a soft couch late at night. It's a feeling that I love. The CD is called The Book and the Canal, and this song's called What's a Little Wait? Calexico from the new CD, The Book and the Canal. Calexico is the next band in our concert series. On November 30th, we'll webcast Calexico live at the 930 Club along with Iron and Wine. Each group will perform a set of songs and then play some tunes together. It promises to be a wonderful show. Signing up to our mailing list is the best way to find out the details. You can do that by going to npr.org/allsongs. Hawaii 5-0 surfer rock, 70s action hero theme songs, urban rap, early R&B, and digital sampling all have something in common in the music of the Go Team. This six-piece group from Brighton, England, offers a strange but thrilling mix of genres and styles on their appropriately titled debut release, Thunder, Lightning, Strike. Brash guitars on overdrive dance with triumphant horns, lonely harmonicas, cheerleader chants, and just about anything else you can imagine. It makes for an exciting, fun, and entirely original listening. Let's hear The Power Is On. Our engineer is Cal Southworth. Robin Hilton produces the show with help from intern Mike Katziff. I'm Bob Boylan. Be sure to check out our podcast of All Songs Considered. Also, be sure to check out the podcast of Open Mic. It's a forum for unsigned and great unknown musicians. This is NPR's All Songs Considered.